Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
How much more complex can selling and marketing get?
Selling and marketing, I mean, it has changed so much. Before, you send out catalogs, or you wait for the magazine to come, people fill out the bingo cards and they send those in. It was pretty simple. Now, there are so many touch points, so many ways of reaching customers.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely incredible. You have to be a genius, a rocket scientist now to have any overall grasp of what's going on. And if anyone to be an overall expert in all of this, it's very, very difficult.
It's definitely gotten more complex. Just the sheer number of channels that marketers have to be aware of. All the social channels, there are more than one, and each requires a different type of approach. Plus, you know, content and email and webinars and events, it's insane. But I wouldn't say a rocket scientist. I think the cool thing about this rise in technology is that everything you need to know is online. So if you're willing to put in the time, the energy, and the effort, you can learn what you need to know. There are lots of blogs and content out there, especially from companies like SalesLoft and HubSpot, that explain how to take these strategies and be successful with it. So if you're willing to put in the time to learn how to do it, you can be impactful. But you also have to know, especially if you're a smaller company like we are, which ones to focus on, because you can't focus on every channel.
No, you're absolutely right.
Pick the right ones and focus on those. And if you don't know which ones the right ones are, test it out with trial and error. Figure out where your buyer is and focus on it.
No, I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, there was one social media pundit out there, and this person is advocating all these social selling touch points, you know, Pinterest and Instagram and this and that. The problem is that there's no time. I mean, you have, and also some of these are not applicable. It depends upon the industry. It depends upon the customer, who you try to reach, the buyer persona. There's so many factors, and one size does not fit all in this.
That's exactly right. Because if you're in a more B2C model, you would do more on Pinterest and other sites like
right.
that. For B2B marketers, you have to figure out, again, what the right channels are for you. So since we sell to marketers, social is great for us. If you sell to manufacturing companies, it may be more into calling and emailing and live in-person events.
Although if I'm meeting with someone, I might go and I try to look at their Instagram, the Pinterest pages, the Facebook, whatever I can find as far as information, because of the fact that I want to know, you know, what are their interests of those individuals, and I don't want to say something that might be negative or whatever with regards to meeting with them. So I will try to get as much information prior to a sales meeting or a call before that.
Okay.
However, I will not give away the store. I'll try to see the creep factor. I know as much as I know about the individuals. But I think it's incumbent upon any good salesperson in this day and age to do that. And using these tools for that, but not from a standpoint of on a day-to-day basis with regards to the channel that they select to try to reach those respective personalities.
That's right. When it comes to creep factor, if I was reaching out to marketers on their Pinterest page, it might be freaked out. So you have to figure out the appropriate channels. But there are tools like something called Charlie App as a salesperson that helps you to gather a bunch of social information about your prospect before your call. So every morning I get an email from Charlie on all the meetings that I have for the day, and it tells me for each person I'm meeting with, gives me quick links to their LinkedIn, their Facebook, to other social profiles, so I can quickly peek at them all before I meet with them and gather some info on them. So to your point, on how to respond.
Charlie, how long has that been around?
It's pretty new.
Oh, really?
I met with a co-founder about 6 months ago. I think it's been out for 6 to 8 months.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll have to check that out. But it's very, very helpful.
Great tool for salespeople before going into meetings.
Okay, so it's available on both the iPhone and the Android? Or?
Yeah, I believe it's on any type of digital device. Definitely something that you can subscribe to online. Also, you know, SalesLoft is a quickly growing company. They were in the same building as us at Lake Village, and so we learned a lot from them. But I would say we're absolutely trying to do our own thing. We take from others who have done things well. But the thing that's been really exciting about joining this team for me is Sangram's energy and passion. And so he's really instilled in me that we need to build a team that's selling in a new and unique way. So instead of just trying to be all about ourselves and scheduling meetings and customers, we really want to change the way we sell and make it very customer and prospect centered. We want to make sure that we are getting our prospects excited about our vision, excited about changing the way they market. And so we're not trying to sell a product, but more of an idea. And so our approach is a little different than most companies. That's why we do more social touches. We really want to excite customers to come on this journey with us.
Right. One of the things, I'm very impressed with what you're doing with some of the other tech companies here. I've been in tech here in Atlanta for over three decades. And it's, quite honest with you, the energy that I feel right now is just absolutely, it's phenomenal with regard to so many companies out there. Back in the 80s, there was MSA, there was HBO and company, Hayes, Microsystems, ISA, Scientific Atlanta, as far as tech companies. But I did not feel the energy then that I feel now. I mean, you look at Atlanta Tech Village, you look at your company, Sales Loft, and some of the others that are emerging from there. Give me your perspective on what's going on here in Atlanta Tech. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, it's so exciting to see. I've spent a good bit of time in San Francisco, and of course they're well known for Silicon Valley and the buzz around there. But I would say, you know, the tech community in Atlanta is just growing by leaps and bounds. It has an energy that I don't think you'll find anywhere else. There are a lot of really great, especially B2B startups and tech companies here. And I would say, especially from Atlanta Tech Village, there is this really exciting vibe. You have to be that way to be a startup, though. Most of us in startups are working, you know, 60 or more hours a week to make our company successful because we so much believe in what we're doing. And so to be successful with such a small staff, you really have to have that energy. But yeah, there's a scrappiness, there's a passion that you feel when you just walk into Atlanta Village.
Well, what's interesting, the fact is you have so many people throughout the world that they're actually involved in it as well. I mean, look at Sangra. What an interesting case study. And, you know, talking with him with regard to coming from India, mm-hmm. and then he went to University of Alabama.
That was a culture shock.
Yeah, culture shock, and just talking about that. And then he was a computer science major, and now he's just evolved into one of the preeminent marketers, not only here in Atlanta, but I think nationwide, if not globally. Nice young man that is very, very innovative and what have you. But you look at the energy that he has, and so many others. Then you look at Kyle and what he's doing, a very, very energetic guy. There's so much energy with these people. Yeah. And I'll see, what else is for some other companies there at Atlanta Tech Village or others that you really have hold a lot of promise for? Can you think of some of those, Tim?
Yeah,
Tony?
So Rigor is another company at Atlanta Tech Village that has had an exciting growth over the past few years and is really changing the way that, and they work more with B2C companies, the way that B2C companies look at web performance. So they've been exciting to see grow. There are lots of really cool companies, Insightful and Yik Yak are two pretty big names that you probably know of as well that have had fast growing teams. There are tons of growing companies at ATV.
What is interesting, though, I mean, you look at, again, Insightful, headed up by another dynamic individual, absolutely, it reminds me a lot of Sandra in some cases.
I think the thing there is people sense when someone or a company is genuine. Nobody wants to feel like they're being sold to or that they're buying a product, but they want to jump on to something exciting. And so I think these co-founders like Kyle Porter and Sangram that have this energy, I think that's been a big part of why they've been so successful. People are drawn to their personalities and drawn to the culture of the companies that they are creating. So when I was at SalesOft, people would call us already having heard of SalesOft's brand and say, hey, I don't know exactly what you do, but I've heard so much buzz about you, I want to be a part of it. The same is starting to happen at Terminus. People may not know the specifics, but they say, I saw Sangram speak somewhere and his energy is contagious. I want to learn more.
Right, which is absolutely the case. I mean, I just really enjoy any time I'm with the guy or listening to him and being involved with some of the things I have with you. as an organization.
Mm-hmm. And it's genuine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So how about if you look at yourself, though, from a travel schedule, you look like for this next quarter that you're going to be on the road all the time, or what do you plan on doing? A lot of conferences, a lot of talks?
We do. Yeah, so we're actually more so going to a lot of other conferences. So I'm going to be in San Francisco almost every month for the rest of the year from events like Dreamforce. Vidyard has a conference called Space Camp. And then the Flip My Funnel show, or the Flip My Funnel conference that we just did, we're turning into a road show. And so we're going to 3 or 4 cities around the U.S. throughout the end of this year into early next year. We have not decided 100% which cities. We're working with some of our customers to see what cities we have the most support in. So we'll be releasing details on that soon. But yes, I will be traveling around quite a bit with Sangram, evangelizing what we're doing at Germinus.
Just very, very exciting. I mean, I love startups. I've worked with a lot of startups as well as some of the world's largest corporations. And it's a lot of fun seeing what you're doing with regard to this. And anything else that you can offer with regard to what you're doing or what people should be getting out of? Look out for with regarding sales technologies or what you're actually doing with regard to your product line services and that.
I think overall, with all of the sales and marketing technology that exists, there's an overwhelming number of options. And so, marketing and sales more than ever need to be in alignment. You can no longer have a company where sales is doing one thing and marketing is doing something else. So really, leaders from both sides have to come to the table, be in alignment on what their overall strategy is, which channels that marketing will take and what sales will do. And align how they're going to reach out to prospects within that context. And so I don't want to prescribe specific technologies. Obviously, I think Terminus is great and technologies like SalesLoft, but every company has different needs. So my suggestion would be less to give a specific advice and more to say, figure out who your buyer is, figure out the channels where they engage most, and then design a strategy designed to target in there and to get their attention. And that will look different for every business.
I agree with you on that. The other thing is, what's confusing, there's over 2,000 MarTech companies out there.
There are.
How can anyone figure out this landscape? It's so complex. And so I think you really need to be focused and ignore any new shiny object that comes up. Be very, very selective. Vet the companies. How do they actually fit into the overall puzzle with regard to the roadmap that you have or the entire sales process?
Okay.
Otherwise, you spend a month of Sundays trying to learn a new tool that may really not benefit you. It all it does is eventually ends up gathering dust. Do you agree?
That's right, absolutely. And again, there's no one-size-fits-all, so the exact recipe will be different for different companies, but it's definitely up to marketing and sales leadership to be educated on what technologies are and what works best for their business, and that's why salespeople have to be so much more effective today to cut through the noise and show how their product provides value.
Well, I tell you, Tony, it's been a real pleasure having you today on Sales Influencer Radio. You want to let our guests know exactly how they can get in touch with you and with your email address, your phone number, and everything else, and the website?
Absolutely. So you can find more about Terminus on Terminus.com. If you Google Terminus, you will find references to The Walking Dead and some other things, so just put in Terminus.com. You can reach me specifically, Tony Bennett. So it's tony.bennett@terminus.com. Tony is spelled weird. It's T-O-N-N-I. bennett@terminus.com. You can also just go to our website and fill out a contact form, and we will get to you right away.
Well, what a real pleasure. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And without further ado, this is Jeff Sheehan signing off from the financial capital of the Southeast, Buckhead, the Atlanta, Buckhead section of Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you.